Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
From the end of last week and into the weekend, work continued between Chinese and U.S. negotiators. Word coming from the United States Department of Agriculture on Friday that in the White House meetings on Friday, the Chinese government committed to buying an additional 10 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. President of the American Soybean Association, Davey Stevens, says it's good to see our beans moving to China again. While piecemeal purchases such as this can be a part of the solution, what our industry needs right now is structural reform that leads to China rescinding its tariff on U.S. beans and fully reopening the market. Meanwhile, word comes Sunday that President Trump says he'll be delaying a planned increase in tariffs on Chinese goods after a very good weekend of talks. President Trump in a tweet saying both sides have made substantial progress on important issues, including intellectual property protection, technology transfer, and currency, among others. As a result, tariff increases scheduled for the 1st of March this coming Friday will be delayed. Of course, it's not just China. It's also concerns about Mexico, especially for U.S. pork. And Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council says it's all about getting retaliatory tariffs against U.S. pork rescinded ASAP.
We went from the NAFTA agreement that did not include tariffs on pork, where we're shipping pork in there duty-free, to now retaliatory tariffs from Mexico because of the 232 steel tariffs, et cetera. We're now losing about $12 a pig in value because of tariffs going into Mexico. So they're still buying product. We're just getting paid less money for it. I mean, the simple way to look at this is the tariffs essentially a tax. And so the Mexican consumer didn't say, oh, well, yeah, we're going to tax your product as it comes in here, so we're going to pay more for it to cover the cost of the tax. What they said was, if we were giving you a dollar, we're still going to give you a dollar. You're just going to get so many cents less because of what the tax is we're going to collect on it. So we're still shipping lots of product. We're still moving, but the value of that product is reduced, which means the amount of money we're making is reduced.
Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. From our calendar, Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts got their 81st annual meeting underway. They continue today at the Embassy Suites at Oklahoma City Downtown Medical Center. Also tomorrow, a one-day soil health seminar, a part of their annual meeting. Commodity Classic happening in Orlando, Florida later on this week. Joint meeting of the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association. We'll be in Orlando covering the events for you. You've got farm news on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.